on it to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Boy, I'm telling you, thank you for those of you that hung around and waited, because I really had to persevere. I want to share something with you that is vital. I mean, vital to your success from a spiritual perspective.
That I'm
I really apologize this morning for two reasons. Number one, I think I took too lightly that demon, that God revealed because I wanted to share it because God kind of like, what am I trying to say here this morning? Bear with me. I just got through shouting all over my little studio here. I just got through shouting. The Holy Ghost hit me, and I was shouting. I almost knocked the chair over. I got to get, oh, God, help me this morning.
Thank you.
me tell you, to try to help. I'm even having a hard time talking this morning. And it's because the Holy Ghost is on me so heavy. It's on me so heavy that I don't even know if I should be talking at this moment. I don't know. But I know this. Brothers and sisters, you hear me say this all the time. Whatever God tell you to do, do it. It is always going to work out for your good. You see, on Mondays, I didn't ask to do this mentorship class that I'm doing and teaching. God assigned me to do that. And the way he assigned me to do this is that one day, I don't know, a couple years ago maybe, somebody came. I don't remember now if they had an appointment, I think. I don't know. I can't remember exactly how it happened. But they came. And they came from South Carolina. And they drove all the way over here. They thought I was still in South Carolina. And when they found out that I wasn't in South Carolina, they drove all the way here. And the position that their heart was in touched me. And the Lord said, you got to train this man. I think the Lord said, he is my servant, and I need you to train him. So I said, okay, how you want me to do it? Not realizing that I was going to be asking this person to drive all the way from South Carolina to Northwest Georgia every week, because I thought it was just going to be one or two, because I knew whenever God tells me to train somebody, which he doesn't do it often, other than, you know, the TED line, but whenever he does, I know I'm looking at 6 months worth of work, a year's worth of work, 2 years, 3 years, or however long it takes God to do what he has to do. Well, in order to train people, I always develop a program just for them. God allows me to see what they need, and God tells me what to do, how to get it, just for that person, because everybody is different. Now, what God has done on this TED line is absolutely, positively miraculous. There's no other way. But God uses, remember I always tell you, God only needs one person. God will allow the spirit in one person to identify a need for a whole lot of people. Because a whole lot of people listen to this TED line. A whole lot of people have their people, you know, they staff and what have you, listen to this deadline. So that means that God trusts me, which he told me, with his souls. And I see life changing. Changes. So yesterday, when I tried to put that training up, God blocked it. See, everything is not the devil. That's why your discerning gift is so important. Yesterday, several ministers got free. And for whatever reason, God told them to call me and tell me and let me know that they've been gleaning from this tear line, just like Ruth was gleaning in Boaz's fields. That's the analogy God gave me of it. And then Boaz left a little extra. Now, a lot of you think, you seem to think, that I have it pretty easy over here. And a lot of you think that this ministry is easy. I'm doing my best in the name of Jesus to teach you and show you how it can be easy, how I've already been through all the hell. I've already been through a lot of stuff. So I know how to get over it because God has made me an overcomer in it. But God has made me an overcomer in and through adversity. Not because I just read a book, or not because I read somebody else's, how they got over and decided, okay, well, that works. I'm going to try that for me too. That is good. But even when you try to do that, you got your own rivers to cross. You got your own mountains to climb. But God can help you so it's not as painful, so it's not as adversarial. Because see, I taught on this, I preach on it, I talk about it all the time. The Bible says, find this, Jessica, a man's foes will be those of his own household. A man's foes. Remember we came against foes? A man's foes will be those of his own household. That is the absolute God's gospel truth. That's why God says love, charity begins at home and spreads abroad. I cannot keep this a secret. Most of you know it. You know it anyway. But I'm only saying it not to embarrass anybody or anything or hurt anybody. But it's the truth. And I fought this every day. And I'm going to talk about it now because it's over. God said it ain't going to happen no more. Brothers and sisters, hear me. I have lived with the devil. I have lived with Satan. I have lived with Satan. How can that be, Erica? Through people. Through people. And the thing God is going to ask of you and me and everybody else is, did you learn how to love? Did you learn how to love? Did you learn unconditional love? Can you love somebody when every day you wake up and you look in their face and you know they're trying to kill you? Can you love somebody when every day you wake up and you know that, okay, this person is here, but I got to stay close to God, because what is in them is going to do something to sabotage or destroy me if I'm not closely connected with God. Did you learn how to love, Erica? Lord, I'm trying. Did you learn how to love, Erica? This person's going to destroy you if given ample opportunity. Can you love them anyway, Erica? Can you unconditionally love them? Can you tell me that, Erica? Can you show me that, Erica? Brothers and sisters, how long have you been here, Jose? How long have I known you? For 13 years, let's say it didn't start out like that. But this is why I can get you, I know I can get used to what happens on the deadline. Because every day for at least 10 years, Jose has tried to kill me, kill the ministry, and destroy this work. Every day. Every day. Did you hear what I said? And one time, I have had other people come here, and I just could not make it. But now I knew I would never make it because of this God is here. Because of this goddess. Can you imagine? And I'm not talking about somebody that's my blood relative. I'm not even talking about somebody that we are the same culture. I'm talking about somebody God put with you. And the more love you show them, the more hate they spew out at you. Try that one on for size. They sitting there with you to have them to have some knowledge to help you. And their only purpose is to sabotage you so that they can take everything that they've learned and benefited from you out somewhere. Because God says, have you learned how to love, Erica? Have you learned how to love unconditionally yet, Erica? Well, God, you know, how much does it take, God? How much does it take? Only God can tell you when the cutoff point is. Some people come, they leave. You know, okay, well. Why? Why? Why do they keep doing it? That's what God says sometimes because of the culture. Oh, the culture, huh? They have no respect for a woman. Oh, man, because of the culture, they have no respect for a black African-American woman because they culture. And I still say, God, have I learned it yet? Have I learned how to love yet? How much more of this do I have to live through? Can you learn how to love? Can you learn how to love unconditionally? Can you learn how to look beyond the flesh
Can you learn how to see the heart of a man or the heart of a woman and love them not because of their, and it has nothing to do with the flesh. It has nothing to do with the man. It has everything to do, Erica. Can your love be bigger than, and can your love overpower those demons? And I'm going to show you the demons. Till you learn that you don't fight demons. Till you learn that you don't, you cannot be used by me until you can recognize when a person has self-sabotaging demonic spirits. Until you learn the greatest force in the universe to flow through you is my love. It's a love thing, Erica. Not anything closely related to Eros love. No. It is, can you withstand the force of evil, and can you still love unconditionally? I said, I don't know. I don't know that I could do that. But I say, you're right, Erica. But I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how love can break through any barrier. How love can tear down any stronghold. I said, well, you use the one person on this earth that don't know how to love nobody. Maybe they love their own mother. And then he sends other people that don't even love their own mother. And you know the Bible says, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. When you have hatred, animosity and stuff against your mother, you cut your life short. When you come up against a person that was born with a disease that made them hate themselves and hate God, can you love against that? Can you love in spite of a person that hates themselves? God, how you love somebody like that? You can't, Erica. You have to do it through me. But I tell you this, Erica. If you stay at it and don't quit, I'm going to teach you how to love. The same way I taught you how to love me, Erica, I'm going to teach you how to love my people. Don't worry about if they reciprocate. Love the hell out of them anyway. Just love them. And brothers and sisters, it came all the way up to today. But I'm going to tell you something. I saw love break through. And I'm going to tell you. When the Bible says, he who looks back, acts back, and thinks back is not fit for the kingdom, God means it. When God says, watch and pray, God means it. He means it. And I'm going to tell you something. Love can and love will break through. But it won't be without pain. Just another summer night.
So you see, Jesus, the New Testament, it's a love story. From a love God to a love people, that the most important thing in this walk that you got to learn is how to love. And right now, you have more unloving spirits unloosed on this planet than ever before. But you see, in order for you to get to where you need to be in Christ Jesus, you're going to have to learn how to love. And you're going to have to learn how to love people without expecting them to love you back. Because some people, they're going to do the best they could do But it's going to take God to teach them how to love. And they are not there yet. The majority of the people that are lost in darkness, in sickness and disease, it's because of a love thing. They haven't understood that while they were yet sinners, while they were yet messed up, toe up, from the floor up, it was the love of God that sustained them. It's the love of God that will sustain them. See, at one time, I wasn't raised in a household where people hugged you and kissed you and No, my dad was a soldier. And we were supposed to understand that everything he did for us was because he loved us. Every time he had to leave home, pack up and go, and we would cry. And he would tell us, I have to do this because I love you. You see, brothers and sisters, you have to choose to love. Remember? You have to make a choice to love. And when you make that choice, then God perfects that love in you and through you. Perfect love, perfected love, cast out fear, because fear has torment. Let God work on you. Let God perfect his love in you, through you, and by you. It really is a love thing. It really is. What is the whole thing? What was the whole thing with Jose? Jose don't believe God loved him. Because Jose don't love Jose. Jose have a failed marriage because Jose didn't know how to love. And Jose thought all love was to be showered on him and surrendered to his way. And that's not love. And you got to love me because I'm a scientist. That's not love. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him would have everlasting life. That's love, unconditional. There's nothing you could do to make God not love you. There's nothing you could say to make God not love you. And you know what I've learned? I really love God, and I really love God's people, but I hate their demons. It's a love-hate thing. And why do I laugh every time I say that? Because I laugh at the devil's failed attempts to turn me from a lover to a hater. And he can't do that because I used to be a hater that became a lover. And I ain't going back. I'm not going back. I learned how to love. I learned how to love through one patient black man named Joseph Shepherd. He's the quietest, most patient, genuinely loving person I ever met in my whole life. Today is my day off. So you know I won't be on at noon and I won't be on at 8 p.m. Brothers and sisters, you got to love life. Now that can go two ways. You got to love life because you're alive. But you got a love life that God is expecting to shine through you. Are you learning how to love? That's the question I want to ask you this morning. And if you are, stand up and tell that devil, you can't turn me around. I'm never going to go from a lover to a hater because God took me from a hater to a lover. I won't turn around. I can't turn around. I have no desire to turn around. Stand on it.
Thank you. you're done.